you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But, again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
what up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, my set. I got the man, my set. Got so many girls on deck. Cause I got the man, my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better giving you the insight. Being hella honest. Teaching you the game. Just like that. Time to connect with the man, my set. Have fun. Gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women. Go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right. So tell me if you ready, we gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time!
Oh, damn. Here we go. All right. What's up? What's up? What's up? All my dogs out there, what's up? It's your boy, the Dean Class. Class in session. Hope you guys are doing good. We got a good 2-hour show for you. Guys, you want to call in, you can. Shout out to the 179. Broke the record. Shout y'all out. Also, my chat room dog. Shout out to you guys out there. Appreciate my dogs out there. All my dogs stand up, man. My dogs stand up. Also, the ladies out there, you listening, you know who you are. What's up, girl? How you doing? What's up? What's up? Anyway, guys, let's go ahead and we got some time. So, guys, what I want you guys to do is go ahead and get your notebooks out, get your crayons out. You're talking to a woman and things are going wrong, you don't know what to do, put a W. If you're texting a woman and you don't know what to say to her, just put a T in there and I'll show you what to say off the top of the head. And if you have a question, just put a Q in there because this is what game's about. We're not about pills and plates. We're not about fake-ass shit. And we're going to be talking about that today, man. Because a lot of these guys are really fucking y'all over bad, man. Call-in number is 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. And let's get into it. Also, guys, if you listen, make sure y'all guys get your crayon, I mean, your puzzle pieces and stuff like that. So let's get into the show. So it's like sometimes when it comes to you guys out here, sometimes what you see and how you see it is a big reason why you are failing today as a man. And the thing about snake oil salesmen, false prophets, is they are like magicians. Like magicians. They will make you look at something you don't even need to fix something you don't even know that needs fixing. Because, see, and that's what we're going to be talking about, how you see the world. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Because you're either going to see the world from the surface, like most of you guys see, and that's why a lot of you guys go wrong, versus seeing it from your core. And you can't see it from your core if you're following ideologies, all that red pill shit, All these goofy ass words and shit. You're never going to understand, because when you are looking outside of yourself for an answer internally, it never helps. So what happens? What happens is when you see a woman, you get a false perception of that situation, the whole entire situation, not just the woman, not just yourself, but also the whole entire situation. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So many of y'all young men, oh, man. All right, it's such a great racket that's going on that a lot of young men just don't even see. Y'all are, and the worst part about it is, it's sometimes it's right in your face, and sometimes, even though it's right in your face, because of your false perception from the surface, you actually think that something from the outside is going to help you at your core. Okay? That's what I'm saying. Something from the outside is going to help you at your core, and it doesn't. Evolution, let me say something to you. If you have a question, just ask your questions. And I got you. If you don't ask me. I'm trying to teach you a lesson in the game. You don't ask a woman, can I ask you a question, and ask her a question. Or you don't say, can I make a statement to you, lady, and make the statement. You just make it. So I'm trying to teach you game here, young man. Because you sound like you already got problems already. You want to ask a question. So put a cue, ask your fucking question. We got you. Anyway, let me keep going. See, what happens for a lot of guys out here, and I know y'all want to be good with women, but at your foundation, which is above you, at your surface level, where you think everything outside of yourself, you actually think that picking up a theory is going to help you at your core. And what it does to hurt a lot of you guys out there is that it adds an extra layer that you must dig down deep to reach your core, gentlemen. I know some of y'all guys, I mean, it's just, here's the thing. What I mean by it's right in front of your face, you have guys that put red pill in their name. Just like you had guys that used to put PUA in their name 2 decades ago. Guys that put, all that stuff in their name is just, and you think, what can you learn, number one, from hating women, from learning theory, from learning why you shouldn't be? You can't learn anything. And this is why y'all get ate the fuck up when you meet a woman, because these women are gamed up. they might be insecure, yes. They might have emotional issues, yes. But the one thing they know more than anything is a woman or a guy whose pussy is tighter than hers. She knows that guy. And the problem is there's so many. There's so many of you guys. But that's what we're going to be talking about today. Because for a lot of you guys, how you see the world, and this is how we got to explain, that's how I'm trying to explain this. The reason why I talk to y'all as individuals and not as a collective, because each and every one of you has a certain amount of attributes that you have or you don't have that is going to steer you where you need to go. And for so many people out there, you don't understand the impact of what you know versus what you don't know. And the less you know, gentlemen, the greater and wider your eyes are to get eaten up by this world. Let me check the phone lines. I'm sorry. I take the phone lines and shit. Lines good. Y'all want to call in. Lines are open, gentlemen. Lines are open. But that's what I'm saying to y'all guys out there. That's where everything goes wrong for the majority of you guys out there. You don't have the mindset of seeing the world the right way. So it doesn't matter what book you get, doesn't matter what program you follow, doesn't matter who you follow. I'm telling you, even if you follow me, I lump myself with everybody. I'm being honest with you. It's not going to fix you or change you because of how you see the world. You see the world. When you see the world from the surface, there's nothing that can help you out. Let me answer this question real quick. Guys, y'all got a question, please put a Q in there. And we're happy to help you out. I say women have hate virgin men and put off on. I think you asked this stupid ass question before. I didn't answer this stupid shit, but I'll be happy to answer this dumb ass question. Women hate virgin men and put off by them. Yeah, because they have no experience, motherfucker. Okay, they want a guy who's experienced. Absolutely, I want to learn game, but will they still be put off by a guy? See, listen. You don't want to learn game. You don't want to listen. Okay, this is what I'm saying for you, brother. You don't want to learn game. The false perception that you have of the world makes you think you want to learn game, but you actually don't want to learn game. You don't. I'm trying to tell you. This is a case in point. You don't want to learn game. You don't want to be a student of the game. You don't want to learn game because you've already placed two judgments on yourself. You already judge yourself. And you already judge yourself or with women. You don't want to learn game, buddy. So what you want to do, see, let me tell you how the mind works. It's a beautiful thing. Tell you how your mind works. Your mind knows you ain't shit. You know you ain't shit. But what your mind is doing is it's self-sabotaging you, making you think, okay? Making you think, all right, that you're gonna start. See, you being a virgin, hey, listen, when I was 9 years old, I was a virgin, motherfucker. I was a virgin at 9 years old. So what are you talking about? I started at 9 years old. I wasn't a virgin. I was a virgin at 9 years old. So I was a virgin to learn game. But see, the problem is you're not learning to build your portfolio of things that you can do and things that you can learn. So matter of fact, you need to let me know how old you are, because if you're under 18, I got to kick you out. So I don't know how old you are. You better let me know, because if you're a virgin, how old are you? How old are you? You got to let me know who you are, because we can't have no little kids in here. Can't have no kids in here. Let me say, global product. Let me tell you something, brother. This game is for everybody but you. This is not for you. I'm going to tell you why this ain't for you. See, a lot of y'all think that y'all can just get a free pass and think y'all are actually students of the game by the shit you say shows that you're not ready to learn game. You're not ready to learn game. And you're saying, is this kind of game? What the fuck do you mean? What kind of game? What the fuck are you talking about? So what I say to you, you need to get your ass back to that red pill shit to the other side, because this isn't for you. You don't even understand what you're even saying, but you're showing that you ain't ready to learn. Okay, well, you're 22. Okay, good for you. Okay, let me get to Sauce's question. Do you sleep? Can you speak on sleep? Your show, you didn't sleep much. That mess up your that it will – wait. A show you said you didn't sleep much, that it will Who said it'll mess up your mind? I said the game will mess up your mind because your mind is going to have a shift. Okay, right now what I'm saying, Sauce, right now for the majority of your guys, your mind is all about excuses, poor me, being lazy, not working, not building, not creating, not even having any kind of order and structure in your life, okay? The problem is once you cross over and get game, your mind is going to open the fuck in ways that I can't even explain to you. And I'm saying that when it opens up, it opens up to keep pushing you to level up, and it just doesn't shut itself off. And I'm telling you, once you cross over, it's going to be hard to sleep because your mind is always on. It's always thinking of how you're evolving, how you break things down, how you work this versus how you work that. So I'm just telling you. I'm saying when you cross over and you unlock it, it's not going to stop. It's always going to keep giving you ideas after ideas and after ideas, okay? That's what I'm saying, okay? That's what I'm saying. All right, Global, I want to welcome you to the show. Well, let me tell you something, G-Dawg. Listen. What we teach has no race, no age, no political affiliation, no religion. It's internal. So it doesn't matter if you're in Afghanistan, Pakistan, South Africa, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, China, over in Russia, in Ukraine getting their ass kicked, Taiwan. Doesn't matter where you're at. You're not your place. That's a judgment. That's what we call the sixth judgment. I'm not here to tell you where you're at. I don't care where you're at. You can be on Mars or Jupiter. Game is an internal thing that you've got to learn at your core. So it doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter how old you are. It matters what kind of a student you are to it and respect it and learn from it, sir. Okay? That's what I'm trying to get you to see. So, y'all think just because you might be on the island of Zamunda that you can't, man. All right. Let me see here. Steve confirmed that they hate. Listen, I don't know. I'm not saying they hate. Listen, wait. This is what you understand. It's not that they hate virgins. They just like men who have experience, young man. We all want things that have experience. Don't you wanna get on an airplane with someone that knows how to fly the airplane versus someone going on YouTube all day learning how to fly? If you needed surgery, don't you want somebody with experience that can operate on you or someone that just plays a board game called Operation? Young man, you gotta think here. You gotta think, okay? You gotta think, okay? I started at 9 years old. I was a virgin. But what got me hugs, kisses, to third base and all that other stuff was game, was when I learned about myself. Till I positioned myself to get an older woman that fucked the shit out of me, but that's here nor there. Let me grab some of these calls that we have real quick, gentlemen. Appreciate this. 407, sorry for the wait, 714-619. 407, what's your question, brother? How can I help you, man? What's up?
How's it going, Dean? Don't worry about me waiting. Patience.
What's up,
brother? My question is, I kind of got two of them, but the first one leads to the next one. But you talk about the core.
Yes.
And how, you know, we need to reach the core. Isn't it infinite? How can you reach infinite?
Right. But you, okay.
Uh-huh.
You got to reach your core. But once the core is reached, then it becomes infinite. You haven't even reached. See, you got to reach a part of you. At your foundation, the core, what I'm saying, foundation. Once you reach your foundation, then everything opens up. Does that make any sense?
Okay.
What I'm saying is you've got to see, you don't know you yet, right? So once you reach you at your core, that's when it opens up from that point. You just don't get a free shot to infinity without having a core. Because you have to have a standard. You gotta live on what you're about, okay? And you've got to learn from where you're at, from your four, your standard. You see what I'm saying? Your square.
Yeah.
Once you're at your core, That's what I was saying earlier. That's when everything opens up. See what I'm saying? Everything opens up at that point, because at that point, you will see a different side of the world versus how you perceive it right now. See, most guys perceive it because the worship of woman first, right? Above the core. Mm-hmm. But at your core, it is a worship of oneself. Once you are one with yourself and worship yourself, then you unlock. You can't unlock anything worshiping a woman or putting other motherfuckers above you. Does that make any sense, brother?
Perfect sense. So you cleared up some of the questions I had about it.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, nah, man. That was brilliant, man. Thank you.
No, that's not brilliant. It's just what it is, brother. But great question. Great, fun question, brother. Thank you. Appreciate the question.
What it is.
All right, we'll throw you back in. Thank you, sir. Great question, 407. I love that shit. 714 and 619. 714, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, it's your favorite stoner out in Palm Springs. Hey, it's cold out here. It's 73 degrees. Anyway, here's the thing. I just wanted to tell all the surface dwellers and reaffirm with you that the surface dwellers, they got to drop all these fucking labels, alpha, beta, sigma, and all these fucking other labels they use. Red pill, black pill,
yes.
Pink pill,
yes.
All that
yes.
Shit just limits you, boys. You
yes.
Surface dwellers out there, as soon as you put a label on anything, you automatically in your mind limit it. So if I say he's alpha, there's no guy that's alpha. Just be your fucking selves, guys. Don't do this
right.
Fucking drop all these fucking labels. Drop all of them. You shouldn't even use labels on people. You know what I'm saying? Unless you really have to. It's limiting. What do you think of that, Steve?
Right. No, you're absolutely right. But here's the problem. You're right in what you're saying. But here's the problem for them.
Yeah.
The label
yeah.
gives them a sense of community. You see what I'm saying? That's why they run labels. You're right. You're at right. 714, you're absolutely right. 1,000% right. But remember, their perception above ground makes them feel like I'm really actually a part of something that's greater than myself by following a cult that has a guy at the top of the pyramid pushing all the shit down. And all they're doing is riding on that, which is really adding extra layers to them not even be able to reach themselves. Every day they listen to all that bullshit. Every day they start to believe that bullshit. They put an extra layer on
yep.
really the depth of them. So whenever they try to penetrate the ground or to get to their core, they're always it's like a paper ball versus a 50-ton nuke. It's not going to
yeah.
penetrate because it's coming from a weak position. It's coming
right.
from a weak.
But you know,
yeah.
Can I make another point, Steve? It's actually
sure.
kind of like, here's it's almost like you could put this is almost synonymous with that. When these woke idiots go around saying, I'm he, she, it, they, bi, tri, pan,
yeah,
all this
yeah.
bullshit,
yeah, all
they're
that,
putting
yeah.
fucking labels on themselves. Instead
yeah,
of just being your fucking self, whatever you are, they're putting
right.
fucking labels on themselves. It's
right.
the same fucking thing, am I right?
No, you're right, but that's what I'm saying. See, that's how the world, you got to understand, that's why the world has to be the way it is. Everybody can't win. Everybody can't make the team. So somebody who doesn't want to win, they've got to be something. They've got to connect to something in order to feel like they're a part of something. You know what I mean? So,
check this out. I just heard today on the news, like less than 50% of the people in the country believe in God, which
I got that. But I got to keep going. But no, you're absolutely right. 714, you're right. I'll let you in. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm just saying you're right about what you're saying today, brother. Great call today. 619 and 808. 619, what's your question, brother?
Hey, what's up, Dean? This is right here, Sal Suave, the Banner Man. I just asked you a question about sleep.
Sure.
The thing I wanted to know about the sleep was there's a previous show you did, right?
Yeah, what do you mean about the sleep? I don't understand. What about the sleep? What about it?
Yeah, there's a previous show you did, right? Understand me?
No, I'm saying, but what's your question on it? I don't understand. What's your question?
Yeah. Well, there's a previous show you did about sleep. It was like towards the end, and you're showing yourself in the car with a lady. You're like, hey, it's 3 a.m., and I'm out here talking, having the time of my life. And I was just like, when you like said, well, you don't sleep, you don't need sleep. So I'm just here to ask you the question of what is the deal with sleep? Do you sleep or do you not sleep? Because I'm trying
well,
not
I'm
to
not
sleep.
Saying,
or
listen,
something
not, listen, listen, everybody sleeps on how they want to sleep. I'm saying once you get it, it's going to be hard to sleep. It's going to be very difficult to sleep. Because your mind is going to keep pushing forward with new ideas on top of ideas, on top of ideas, on top of ideas. New ways to think, new ways to touch it, new ways to put your bid in, new ways to fix your crib up, new ways to date, new ways to say, it goes on and on and on. It just doesn't stop.
Right. That's when you don't sleep, it's just like that.
That's what?
When you don't sleep, it's like that. You get your bids, you get this, you get that. When you don't sleep, but when you sleep, you lose your bids and all that.
No, no one said you don't lose your bids. No, what are you talking about? Why? Okay, what is your thing on sleep, brother? What's so big about sleep with you? What's the deal?
The thing is, man, you said that you don't need sleep and you don't need sleep, and that like your mind is better off without sleep. So the thing is, I got a job interview tomorrow. I'm like worried about my mom.
Brother,
I'm worried about
my mom
kicking me out.
Wait. I said my mind. I didn't say your mind, did I? Did I say your mind?
For
did
the people.
Say did I say my mind or your mind?
For the people, what I was suggesting.
Wait, what do you mean for people? I'm not talking. What are you talking about for the people? What are you talking about, dog?
I'm serious. I'm serious. I swear to God, bro. Like you made a show talking about sleep while you were in a car with a lady.
All right, listen, what the
your exact
fuck
words.
Get to your. I got 808 next. What is your point? What is your question? I don't understand your question. What is your question? Get
so
to your. What is?
Do you need sleep or do you not need sleep?
For me, I don't need sleep. I taught myself. I
you
taught
don't
myself
need sleep.
I taught myself at a very young age. I taught myself. Yes, I answered your question. Yes. So you're happy? I answered
Thank
your question.
Sir.
Okay.
Thank
goodbye.
You, sir.
Okay. All right. You don't. I just spoke for myself. I can't speak for other people. 808. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Sup, Steve. Do you think if someone doesn't have a good experience in high school, they won't have good experience in college? Or
no. Well, no, that all depends. That all depends. See, you can have bad experiences in elementary school, junior high school, and high school. But this is the key, though. Are you having it without a mentor? Or are you just riding through experience after experience? Because if you're just doing it by yourself, you're just going to carry over. You're just going to carry it over. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I don't understand. What was the purpose of that question, brother?
Like if I don't have good experience in high school, like with a woman, like past that, is it?
Oh, no, if you don't have a good – well, but it's your – okay, brother, you choose not to have good – everything you're doing is a choice, man. So it's not that you're not having good or bad experiences. Everything you're doing, you choose to do. Nobody's doing it but you. If you choose to have bad experiences, then that's what the fuck you're going to have. If you don't have a mentor, you're going to continue to keep having that because that's how you think. Your thinking is on a subpar level, and all you're doing is choosing to be exactly what you are versus what you could be, sir.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for about like 6 months now, 5 months.
Well, that's the problem. You've been listening to me, but you ain't been doing nothing. You've been bird watching, so you can't learn from the sitting on your stomach on a hill with binoculars, brother. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's the purpose. I mean, okay, so you're the same way and you're older now. So what's up?
Nothing.
All right. Well, look, listen. What I want you to do is go back and listen to your voice. When this show's over, go back and listen to yourself and see why you're losing, dog. You have a very self-defeating, inexperienced, you don't know what the fuck you doing voice, and women just don't want that. Women do not want, but wait, some do want that for control and conquering purposes. So some women will hunt you down and make you their bitch, but other women would just throw you aside because there's nothing about you that reeks sexuality. So, but that's the choice you make, brother. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Respect to you. Thank you, brother. Good call. Okay. Let's get to the – let's see if we're missing any questions. Guys, if you have a question, go ahead and ask, guys. We got you covered. We're talking about perceptions and all this other stuff. Let me see. I guess let me see. Let me go ahead. Let me get to the next one. Let me see. Skull asked a question. Let me see. I got to catch up with the questions. Give me a second, gentlemen. Let me catch up with some of these questions and everything. I was checking on the phone. Let me get some of these questions. Let me see. Got Skull. Black. Okay, I got – oh, wait. Let me go to Black. Okay, I got you, Black. Steve, do you believe that a woman wants a man who is wanted by other women? Yes, absolutely. Next question. I'm having problems with throwing shit on the wall. How do I begin to create my bit? Well, the problem is you got to be a student of the game. Y'all got to be able to create this, man. These are things y'all got to create, brother. Steve, we got similar head shapes. Okay, this is what I'm saying. It's weird, man. All right, this ain't for you, brother. Good luck to you. Good luck in your endeavors. Next one. So reach your core is simply learning yourself. No, it is, but it isn't. It is, but it isn't, C-Dog. It is, but it isn't. See, let me tell you again, what you understand is how your mind fucks you over. Your mind tries to make something complicated simple. And if it was that simple, you would be able to do it. But you never ask yourself, why isn't I changing? Why am I still the same person that is worried about what a woman says? I can't put my bid in. I don't know what she's saying and all that other stuff, man. It's easy, but it's something that really that you got to learn, man, at the end of the day, man. At the end of the day, you got to learn the game, man. And you just, it's like you just don't want to learn that shit. You just want to, I just think you just want a free ride and shit. And the game just doesn't work on free rides, brother. It's not going to give you a free ride because you want one. It doesn't work that way. But like I said before, see, for a lot of you guys out there, guys' lines are over, y'all want to call in. But the problem is for a lot of you guys out there, you can't learn any kind of game with the way you think right now. Your perception of how you see things is why you're having the problems that you're having right now. I mean, you're taking false information and you're making it your truth. And see, a man that has game is not going to say, I'm going to follow someone that has the word red pill under their name. They're going to ask the question, well, what would that motherfucker be if there was no Matrix? You see what I'm saying? What would that guy be if there was no Matrix? What would that guy be if they didn't have that? If there was no Matrix, what would that person be? And that, see what y'all don't understand is that a lot of you young men, and this is no knock on you young men, because I ain't saying this out of respect. A lot of you young men are just naive, man. Y'all just naive, gullible, and disillusioned. And it's the same, and the problem is, oh, let me turn up the music. Problem is, you know, women are the same way, but this is why y'all lose the women, because you're dealing with someone who's supposed to be that way versus you are acting that way. But you actually think that following a false prophet is going to help you in the game. These guys don't even use their real names, and yet you're following them to your demise, really. I mean, y'all gonna do all the things that y'all do, but the problem is that a lot of these young men just don't really want to learn at their core, because their perception of the world, their perception, not my perception, how they see the world is the problem. If you can't see the world at your core, I keep telling y'all guys, this is why every year you never change. This is why you are the same every year. This is why you can follow whoever you want. You're always the same person, because you don't understand the damage you're doing to yourself trying to look at things outside of yourself. excuse me, it gives you a false perception of the world, man. When you look outside yourself, it just gives you a, truly a false perception. 646, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Oh, give me that back.
And the false perception that you guys have is that it's just that the game is not going to work for everybody. You think they have false perceptions because they are constantly told because they are listening. Wait, do you think they have false perceptions because of that they are consistently told because they are listening to the wrong crowd? No, it's they're not being – okay, you got a wrong skull. They're not being told. You got to understand they're making the choice to look at the wrong crowd. They are, everything they're doing is a choice. This is the crazy about y'all surface dwellers. Y'all look for all the reasons and make all excuses, but everything you're doing is a false perception. You choose to follow people that are, I mean, God damn it. Do you understand there was a world before the black manosphere? Do you understand there was a world before Red Pill, before Metcal, before being on your purpose, before high value, before no fat? You guys actually think the world started when you woke the fuck up, and you actually think that there's something new under the sun. That's the craziest thing about it. Most of you guys actually think there's something new under the sun. And what your mind and your perception makes you do is to look at it and think that it's brand new, that it's never been talked about before and all this other stuff. B says, are you able to expand more on the undiscovered touch bypass women do the foreplay? Yeah, well, no, that's going to be more in the sex membership. So I can't really talk too much about that. But, yeah, it's basically what we'll be talking about, the uncharted land. We'll talk more about that when the sex membership comes up. We'll definitely be hitting on that kind of shit. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, let me see, Skull. No, Skull's okay. Some of these dating coaches also use false names. No, Skull is okay. He's just asking questions. It's fine. He's okay. He's asking questions. I don't mind him asking questions and getting answers. It may be not the answers he want to hear, but what I'm saying is it doesn't matter who tells you what, and that includes me. Listen to what I'm saying. It includes me. I fall into the same thing. It doesn't matter who you listen to. If you have a false sense of reality, you're never going to learn anything because what you're learning is on a surface level. It's not at your core. That I'm telling all you guys, man. No, Skull, you're okay. Skull, ask away. You're good, Skull. No, Skull is good. You ain't asked anything crazy. You're good, Skull. But no, that's what I'm saying to y'all guys out there. And what I'm trying to say to you guys out there is that understand this. The way you are right now is because of your story. From this point, okay, let's just talk about from this point right here, everything you have done in your life or didn't do that led you right here is part of your perception of how you see things. Okay, just follow what I'm saying. How you see things, not how I see things. And that's why for a lot of guys, it's hard to see when we're talking about you can get women when all you've been being told is that you're not good enough to get women. See, I'll never tell you you're not good enough to get women when you're at your core. But I'll be honest with you, most of you guys are just not good enough because, and it's not because of the woman, or because of your lack of wanting to learn to build yourself. Let's see, how can you exactly tell what is a true problem from a false one? Okay, great question, Skull. I got you. Real quick, man, Skull's question. Skull, it's very easy, very easy. If anyone you're talking to is teaching you, about learning you, about growing you, about building you as a single-minded man, then go with that person. But if anybody is complaining, bitching, whining, and making excuses, run. If they're using catchphrase words like Metal, be on your purpose, high value man, no fap, that black manosphere, all that shit, run. Run. Hey, it's like Friday the 13th. Run. Because what they're not doing is they're not teaching you anything. They're teaching you from their perspective and not yours. So what they want you to do is they want you to be the second best them, where you are regurgitating and mimicking what they're saying versus someone on the other side of the street that's saying you shouldn't have to regurgitate or mimic another man. You're perfect the way you are. You just got to learn you. So that's the difference, man. But so many people are blinded by subscriber counts. They're blinded by just because a guy sits in a room full of women, they actually think that they have game. Or you got guys that teach you how to dress, and just because they're mean to women, you think they're godfathers, you think they have game. That's not game. That's not game. That's all false perception. It's all false perception, okay? That's hopefully your answer thing, okay? So let's keep here. I got to put a cue there, Glow. If you're asking me a question, just put a cue there. How do I deal with an aggressive woman who's quick to hook up with me? Well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't have no game and she's hooking up with you, she's playing you. There's something that you dangle in her face that she found very good, so she's running game on you. And what I'm saying to you is please be careful. Please wrap up. If a woman's trying to fuck you, man, just think of who she did to the guys that no game and shit. So please be careful, sir. Sound mind, let me get you after the bid, first text, pick the date. What's the recognition of a follow-up? What do you mean, what's the follow-up? The follow-up after that point is land, sea, air, man. Land, sea, air. Conversation class 1, 2, 3, rolling the flirt to fuck, texting toolkit. That's how it works, brother. That's how it works. Let's see. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open, gentlemen. If y'all want to call in and ask questions, we got y'all covered. But what we're doing today is we're breaking down something that most of y'all just don't understand of how you see the world is why you can't see the world the way you actually should see the world. See, a man doesn't see the world as trouble or a big bad wolf or a boogeyman under the bed. A man sees the world of how he moves in the world. The world, see, you got to understand, like I told you, life, time, and the game don't give a fuck about any of us. It's how we move in it is how it can affect us. There are a lot of women predators when it comes to dealing with sense. No, they're not. No, no, no. Time out. Stop. No. No, no, no. You just got to understand the laws of how things are, brother. At the end of the day, you are either the top of the food chain or your food, young man. Women are not. Okay. How can a, listen to me, young man. How can a woman be a predator when these suckers are offering them free shit all the time? Free meals. Let me take you out. Let me buy you expensive dinners. Let me pay your rent. Let me fix this. Let me fix that. Let me pay you. Let me do all these things. So, are they really actually predators? Because, see, what y'all guys don't understand is that you guys are the ones going into their world, interrupting their day. They're not waiting at the corner for you. They're just doing whatever it is they're doing. You're coming into their world. But here lies the problem, young man. When you're going into their world, you're coming in as the bottom bitch, and at that point, they're running you. See, you can't go into a woman's world emotional, effeminate, scared, and a lack of fucking security. You're very insecure. You can't go into that world beating around a bush, trying to be your best friend and all that other shit. So is it really women being predators, or is it that you guys – are going into a place that you don't even know how to control? So don't look at it like that. But let me explain what you're doing wrong, though. What you're doing wrong here is that not only you're judging women, but you're judging other men. So what we got to do, as long as you're here, Skull, What we got to do is we got to take out all that bad wiring of all that shit you used to listen to, and we've got to get you to stop talking about other men and stop worrying about what women do to other men and start focusing on yourself. See, that's what I'm saying. And I appreciate you here, Skull, but I'm just using you as an example. See, your perception is so skewed that you are actually thinking about other men and what women are doing to them versus working on yourself. And that's what we got to work on with you. But I do appreciate you here, brother. I do appreciate you here, man. I appreciate you, man. It's all good. Let's see here. Since you learned the game at 9, that means you never been brainwashed with black. No, exactly, because there was none of that shit. Listen, there was no such thing as that shit. It was pure street game. It was learning about you. And that's why it works all year, all decade, from 1 year to the next, because you can always evolve yourself. But what's happening is most of you guys, because I know, listen, I understand it gets frustrating. Let me check the lines. I know it gets frustrating for a lot of you guys out there. I know a lot of you guys get mad. I know a lot of you guys want to win and all that other stuff. And it seems like it's easier to learn a gimmick versus learn yourself. But what you guys don't understand is that's the one thing women don't know. Women cannot recognize a man at his core. They will always recognize those that live above the surface because everybody is the same above the surface. They're all cookie cutters. They're all thinking the same exact way above the surface. They think women are bad. They think they got to go out of the country for a woman. They think all these thoughts, but yet no one's telling them they're okay just to learn themselves and how they can speak to themselves. That's how beautiful it is, man. Let's see here. Got a question? Go ahead and put a Q in there. I'm a Dean. Class is in session. We chopping this shit up. Please ask your question. We got y'all covered, but we're breaking down game for y'all guys out there. But see, what I'm trying to get for a lot of you guys to see is that, see, above the surface, you're hearing a lot of stereotypes. Like, it's like you're hearing a lot of general shit. All women, single mothers. I mean, y'all hear all these generalities and stuff, and that's just not true. But those things are impacting your perception, which is taking – see, the more you go towards another guy's ideology or theory, you're going away from yourself. And that's why you need someone to keep forcing you to go to your core versus trying to be like him, speaking like him, just mimicking his words as if they're your words, but they're not your words. They're not your words. It's like you're going to Russia speaking Spanish, or you're in Japan fucking, I don't know, speaking Urdu or Farsi or something. It doesn't work, gentlemen. It doesn't work. Question. Man, Skull is killing y'all with questions, man. Skull's asked a lot of goddamn good questions, Skull. Goddamn, man. You act like you really want to know some shit. Well, there was, okay. See, this is how it works, Skull. I'll give you a quick synopsis. See, In the 70s, there was a guy named Doc Love, okay? Doc Love taught, I wouldn't necessarily say a street game, but he was teaching about relationships. In the 80s, he took on an apprentice by the name of Ross Jeffries. Ross Jeffries learned from Doc Love. But then what Ross Jeffries did is he read a book called NLP. So then he mixed what Doc Love taught him with NLP and created this thing called speed seduction. From speed seduction, he had a marketer by the name of Eben something. I've got his name. But Eben realized, whoa, there's money in this. So him, the marketing guy, decided to create something called Double Your Dating. And what he did is he used affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing back in the day, guys, is saying this, is that if you can have people sign up, you get a certain percentage, I get a certain percentage, we all win. So what he started doing is, and this is how the seduction started opening up, is that he started anointing guys, pickup artists, PUAs. And once he anointed them, the guys that followed him through the affiliate package would follow that guy. Thus, he got money on the back end. So and then it just sprung roll that way. So it's a long history to that, okay? So it's good. There's no, we don't talk that way. We don't talk that way. There ain't no such thing as a Halo effect because Halo came out in, Halo came from the Xbox One, the main Xbox. That was a game, a video game. We talk as men, okay? So I want you to think about something. If you're going to ask questions like this, before you ask, think for yourself, do men talk this way before you ask that question? Because men don't talk that way. We don't. There's no horn or halo effect when you're a man, dog. Men don't discuss that shit. And you know that just shows how much work you're gonna need, big dog. Because you're just your mind is so lost right now, and it's hard. You know the hardest thing is for a lot of guys. It's turning around. All right, it's just so. It's like having a job that you've been doing all your life, and then all of a sudden you either lose a job or the company goes out, and all you know is that one thing, and you just feel like there's nothing else out there to learn. And the hardest thing for the average guy is to turn around to change their perception, because their love and devotion for somebody, okay, their love and devotion for somebody that they've been following, They really have a fondness to that person, thinking that, remember, you take the umbilical cord out of mommy, and then you try to find a guy that resembles mommy, and you attach it to that guy. Thus, you follow whatever they tell you to do. Whatever word they come up with, you ride that word until that word dies out, and then you technically get back in line and wait for the next word to come out or phrase to come out so you can keep the drug going. It's like it's like a gap bridge. It's like it's like once metal was like fading out and there was something in your body said we need something new to believe in. So then it was like be on your purpose type shit or whatever the fuck came after that. Whatever came in line, but you kept grabbing phrases to keep it going. It's like your body needed more, whatever. You know what I mean? So just something to think about. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all got the number. Lines 563-999-3056 is the number. Guys, you have a question, go ahead and call in, or we can chop it up right here. That's what we're doing. We're breaking down how you see the game and how you got to – what y'all don't see is that how you see the world sets a certain kind of awareness that affects every move you make. Prime example, the man that doesn't believe in himself, the man ain't at his core, the man has no kind of standard, the man doesn't feel he's good in bed, the man doesn't know how to talk to women, or he worships women, okay? Okay? His vision and view of the world is that every woman he meets is like floating in the fucking air or something. Like they can like turn water into wine. They, when they talk, they have like this glow behind them. They're just like, they're like special. Just they think that they are like, oh my God, please let me get this woman, because their awareness, not of themselves, but of the woman that they worship, is so great, it skews how they see the world, because they're looking from this. See, you can never win this game. You can never be good at this game, gentlemen, looking at the surface, okay? At the surface. No, a TELF. No, I didn't say 99. I said 98, sir. Get it right. I said 1% man, 1% gay, and the rest of you motherfucking surface dwellers. I didn't say 99. I didn't say 99, okay? I didn't say 99, okay? Okay? But you're saying on your show, you said the other works for you 99% of the time, but the 1% of the time. So it's not, wait, so it's not good to use them for the 99% of the time, the 1%. What the fuck are you talking about? Wait. You said on your show, the other you works for you 99% of the time, but the 1% of the time. So is it good to, oh, you're talking about something else. I read something else. Sorry. But you saying, so is it good to, okay, this is what you got to understand. I see what you're saying. Okay, sorry, TF. I got it wrong. Listen to me. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying your keys, your remote control, you turn on a light switch, you opening the door, that's not important to you. He allows you to fuck with all that shit is not important to you. You don't care about that. He wants to control what is most important to you. And that is where, and that is why you guys are losing. And you're saying, okay. Let me show you how cold your mind is. Let me show you how cold your mind is. Do you actually think you were the one that just came up with that? Your mind has got you in such a fucking grip. Listen. I said it before. You never say, I'm going to get rid of fear. You never say, I'm going to have confidence. And you never say you're going to use him. I keep trying to tell you, my brother, okay? You're not a tutor. You should be a student. But what I'm telling you is that you can't defeat him. You can't. You can't defeat someone that fucking cold. He is too powerful, too all-knowing, and too mighty for you to even face him. So what I'm saying is that he controls theater number one in your mind. Leave him that little piece of territory and go to theater two on down. But you cannot manipulate something that has control. You can't manipulate something that has control over you. You don't even realize it. You cannot fuck with the ego. You can't. I'm telling you. Don't think you can trick them. Don't think you can fuck with them. Because even though you think you're saying you're tricking him, you don't even understand that he's got you thinking that you can actually trick him, which is really tricking yourself. You don't even, man, dude, don't fuck with him. I'm telling you right now, leave him alone. He's there. He's got a piece of land in your mind, and that's theater number one. Leave him to his devices. Don't try to take him over. Don't try to knock his door down and defeat him. You can't fuck with him. Leave that motherfucker alone. Leave him alone. Don't think you can defeat him by saying, see, as soon as you say you defeat him, you just became defeated. Because you can't beat him that way. That motherfucker's too, leave him alone. Let me get to the next one. After seeing a girl you like at a bar, well, here's the problem. I don't want you to like, Jack, I don't want you to like a girl at a bar. And the reason why I don't want you to like a girl at a bar, because what the fuck do you actually like? You like her makeup. You like her tight clothes. You like how she put her wig on her fucking head. That's what you like, but you haven't even seen the real her. So I don't want you to use the word like. I'd rather her get your curiosity first versus you say, see, when you say you like her, you set yourself up for a downfall because you just added pressure to yourself. I like her, which means is, oh, my God, is she going to like me? Do I look good? Am I the kind of guy for her? You're setting yourself up. That's why I tell you, don't look at such as, hold on, 937, we'll bring you in about 5 minutes. We got to give y'all 5 minutes just in case y'all are prank callers. At least I can get y'all on for a long time. So stay right there, 937. What I'm saying to you is this, Jack, stop liking women. She should get your curiosity. And the reason why I'm asking you this is, what do you actually fucking like about her? All you like is the mirage. You like the clothes. You like how her makeup is on. You like how her clothes fits her body, how her weave is on her head. That's a false perception because that ain't really her. That's someone throwing on makeup very well. Stop liking them. Be more curious about them. But yes, to answer your question, when you see someone that catches your curiosity, yes, you should always put your bid in, but you got to know what your bid is, number one, how to create it. And number two, you got to just go. Again, I keep telling you, y'all should be in this shit blindfolded. She should get your curiosity, then you just go. Stop looking at the mirage because it's the mirage that puts in how you feel about yourself, okay? So just try to do that. Just try to stop that, okay? You think they use fear to control you. Who is they? I don't know who Skull, who is they? Give me more. I don't know who they is. I don't know who they is. If you can let me know who they is, I'd be happy to answer that question. All right, 5 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes gone. All right, 937, you're up. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, what's good, Steve? Hey, I was checking out. Okay, so I've been like I'm good at like working third shift, right? And so I've been working that like driving and stuff like that on different jobs for like the last 7 years, like second and third shift, right? And now I'm trying to transition to like, you know, there's different things I could do on the internet to make money, but it's like, okay, so say if I could make money like without really spending a lot of money to even do it, you know what I'm saying, just making money on the internet. How do I, you know, it's like tricking my mind to do it when I'm used to just, I'm on the road and I could like vibe off of this, vibe off of that, and then just sitting at home and actually, you know, making money, and it's like,
what do you want to tell? What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
No, I know what I want to do. I want to, you know, have time because, you know, it frees me up time.
What do you want to do? I'm asking. What do you want to do?
Oh, I mean, it's not just that, but that, okay.
Wait, you're new to this. Let me help you here. Okay, okay. If I ask you what 2 plus 2 is, just tell me fucking 4, please. Don't tell me anything else.
Okay, go ahead. All right, so I'm not fully a pastor yet, but I would like, you know, I love, you know, prayer, you know what I'm saying, like that. I'm good with that and very creative with it. So I like that. But I'm not, don't have all the confidence to like be in front of a crowd. But if you put me on the phone, I can do that.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. You're lying to yourself. Because if you're a pastor, you're gonna have to be in front of a crowd. There's no get around on that one. So if you can't be in front of a crowd, don't do it. You're wasting your time. That's it. You can't do it.
Okay.
You gotta find something else, buddy. Because you just said you can't be in front of a crowd. You just said it.
Well, I'm saying I'm not skilled at doing it where I don't get emotions involved.
Okay, brother. It's not a skill. Mm-hmm. Either you can do it or you're not. Y'all guys are in this false world where it's just like y'all want to be coddled. No, either you're going to do it or not, dog. That's it. And listen, if you can't do it, it's just not for you, buddy. That's how easy the world is.
Yeah.
It's not. Don't stress yourself out on it. You just got to find something else.
So like seeing like say, you know, when you have people where you're doing it like on your phone and making videos and stuff like that, and you're just, you know, speaking on different things or breaking things down where it's not that, where you're looking in the audience and stuff like that.
Sure.
Mm, okay. But like say I'm not all the way there yet because I haven't, you know, figured out how to do all the stuff on the internet. But like say that even before I get to that, to make money on the line, to even trick my mind to make that money when it's not really what I want.
Right.
I say it might be easy, but
when I started this over 30 some odd years ago, I didn't know how to make a website. I didn't know how I didn't know how to do music. I didn't know how to arrange, compose, produce. I didn't know how to do video editing. I didn't know any of that shit. And you know what? I learned that shit. I did for myself. So it's not a thing of how. It's just how bad do you want it, man? But I never made excuses. I never said, because I can't do one thing, it's going to stop me. It's just, again, you just It's just either you about it or you're not, young man. That's all it is. See, everybody wants this middle ground. There is no middle ground in the game. Either you want it or you don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. Okay. That's all it is. That's all
but
it is.
But I mean, like, because right now I would just do, like, lives on Facebook and stuff like that, but I know I got to branch out, you know what I'm saying, further than that to get more skilled.
Okay, but are you doing it? Have you got a dot com, a mission statement, value, a vision statement? What do you want to do?
No, I don't have all that.
Okay.
I got you.
A lot of guys, let me give you an example. A lot of guys want to learn game, right? Because they see the end results, okay?
Yeah.
But what you see is the end result, but you don't see all the shit behind the scenes that builds up to what you see. You only see the end result. But once you go back and see what the work you got to take, man, some of you just, you, like I say, you sound like you want to make money, but you're not willing to do what it takes, because if that was the case, you already would have had the things I asked you about. You already have a plan of attack. You already have a list of things you want to do and get these things done by this time. But again, everybody ain't built that way. Everybody just ain't built to, like, want it. You know what I mean? So bad. It's just people see that, wow, you can make it, like, for instance, people see, like, wow, you can make a lot of money playing video games nowadays. Wow, gamers make a lot of money. Well, yeah, I'm just going to game. I'm going to game once every 3 weeks or something. I'm going to play a game once every, like, 30 minutes here and there. And then why ain't I making money? Why don't I have, you know what I'm saying? It's all this is work, brother. It's all work.
I got you. All right, thanks, Steve.
I respect you. Great question, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for
the question. All right, man. Peace out. Anyway, I don't know about any dampering this shit. How comes that people like you are awake and few know the truth while the rest are gullible and sleep? Okay. It's a great question. Well, listen. It's just like TV, okay? You watch your favorite rapper. You watch your favorite athlete. And those powers that be know that you will follow your favorite rapper, your favorite movie star, or your favorite athlete to the end of the earth. So what they do on the back end is say, here's a lot of money. I want you to wear this product. And then we can sell that. We can sell the money. We can sell the product through you where the trust is already. See, you trust the rapper. You trust the movie star. You trust the guy. So because of the trust, whatever they tell you, you're going to take it as truth, okay? So what these guys have done is they have taken your weakness of your inability to function in the world and just use it against you to build trust. It's I hate to say this. I don't try to make funny of this, but it's like it's the equivalent to a grown man walking up to a kid and saying, "Can you help me find my kitty cat?" Well, good. Let's go in this little white van over here and help me. And they're like, okay, that's the equivalent. Y'all, but the worst part is y'all are grown-ass men doing this shit. So technically you got guys saying, well, if you want to learn how to be a better man, come in here. Let's cuddle. Look, I'm going to strip you of your name. I'm going to strip you of your lifestyle. I'm going to strip you of your perception. And your thoughts are no longer your thoughts. You got to think like me. Come on into the van. Not only think like me, you got to speak like me. And not only speak like me, you got to recruit other people to come in with me. And y'all just like that gullible ass, okay, mister. Oh, man, there's ice cream in that van? Okay. I give a pass to the young kid because it's a kid. But y'all are grown-ass men who are allowed to think. And it doesn't dawn on you that complaining about a woman, what is that going to get you complaining about somebody who's not even thinking about you right now? They think, like I always say, they think more about a little pebble on the beach than they think about your ass. But yet all you're doing is thinking about them, complaining about them. So here's the question. Who has the power? They have the power. Because as soon as you turn off that fucking YouTube complaining about them, you see a woman you want to talk to, then you get frustrated because you don't know what to do. Thus, sends you right back over there to get mad again. But y'all don't even see that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, Rob K, just send me an email to manmindset@gmail.com and your number, brother. Send an email and your number. I got you, Rob. Send me an email and your number, okay? So, so what I'm saying to all you guys, man, yeah, hey, 451, hey, 451, yes, yes, yes. Please do, guys. Please, everybody, listen. The first thing you got to question is, what are they trying to teach me? Are they trying to teach me a better understanding of myself? Or are they trying to teach me how bad the boogeyman is out in that world? That's the first thing y'all got to ask yourself. Don't look at subscriber counts because y'all get enticed with numbers. Because the thing about some of these guys that y'all don't know, they're hired by marketing companies to fuck you over to do other things. It's a big thing. It's a big game out here, man. It's a good thing. Do you think women are given the power because, here's the thing. In the real world of man, they don't hold any kind of power. They don't hold any kind of power. They're the weakest of the species. They hate themselves. They don't hold any power. But what I'm trying to get you to do, Skull, stop worrying about women, okay? Stop worrying about other men. Don't you understand the more you think about other men, how feminine that sounds? The more you worry about women, how emotional that sounds? I'm telling you, it's hard, gentlemen. It's hard to shift your perception on you. Because I know a lot of your guys are saying, well, why should I shift it on me? I don't know anything about me. I'm terrible with women. I'm terrible at this. I'm terrible at that. So why would I want to focus on me versus focusing on those things? Because the only way you're going to win is focusing on yourself. I promise you, there was a time you didn't know how to count. And when you first saw numbers for the first time, maybe it was a little intimidating for you. But gradually, through kindergarten or preschool, where the fuck you was at, they gave you a clear sheet of paper and you started shaping out the numbers and start calling the numbers out and started understanding what the number is until you understood a one. And then you went from a two to a three and all the way down. You begin to trust numbers because you trusted yourself to learn the information. But the way y'all are thinking is like this. You're in grade school and there's a number, but they're saying, well, if you don't know this number, they're going to take you for all your money. If you don't learn this number, because of her fucking hypergamous nature, you're going to lose out. They're going to take you for your money, all this other stuff. That's how they get you. I'm trying to say focus on you. Stop worrying about everybody else. But if you want to be a student of the game, you don't have to be. Yeah, you got to focus on yourself. You got to focus on you, because if you don't focus on you, you're never going to win this. But they don't want – see, the perception of what you have is so skewed, because every day that you have been listening to that bullshit is just layers upon layers upon layers upon layers in which you got to chip away to get to your core. There you go again. Stop. Were you doing it again, Skull? See, I'm trying to help you. You're talking about other men. You don't – why do y'all think it's a numbers game? It can't be a numbers game when you don't have game. If you can't talk to a woman, it doesn't matter how many women you talk to. You better be glad these women are turning you motherfuckers down, because the one that accepts you is about to run game on your weak ass. It's not about being a numbers game. Get off of that bullshit. You don't understand when you talk like that, this is what you're doing to tell yourself, I've gotta get this many numbers. Well, if I talk to 50, I should be 8. Man, it doesn't work that way. You guys are complicating something that's so simple. Y'all are trying to make it harder than what you actually want to do. Y'all are making this too hard. Y'all are making it so hard on yourself. But this is why y'all are having the problems, because you can't, your mind cannot connect, okay? No, 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 he's okay, 21. He can ask this question. He's okay, 21. He's all right. A lot of you guys cannot even connect that the more you work on yourself, the easier this shit is. It's so hard. It's so hard even believe. It's like, Steve, you are full of shit. There's no way I can get one-night stands and all that other stuff. But wait a second. Did I say you can get one-night stands? I never said anything. See, that's where your world mind goes. See, your mind is on everything but you. But you can always tell how deep your mind is because of the desperation. Desperation on top of what you're doing is going to put a chisel, fuck everything up. When you're desperate, needy, and thirsty, man, I'm telling you, it skews your perception. It kills you. It really, think about that. Not only are you learning bad information, but because you're so desperate, you actually think life is porn. So you actually think that, this is a common sense question. Why would a woman want to fuck a guy that just don't have any game? Why would she want to be with somebody that can't even make her pussy wet by talking to? I mean, you can't do that. And I'm sorry. It's just how it is. It's just how it is. Guys, the number is 563-999-3056. 563-999-3... No, 21, he's not trolling. He's just asking questions. 21, you know, we got... Sometimes there's guys over here that cross over, and they start to... And this is what I'm cautious with, 21, because I don't want them to think that. See, the worst thing what a lot of guys do is they jump from one cult to the next cult because they hear things that are so exciting and so new and so different. They think it's actually new, right? But the difference here, 21, you just got to give these guys patience because we've got to detox them. Because a lot of these young men are actually thinking, no, you're good. You're good, Skull. A lot of these guys are actually really, you can ask as many questions you want, Skull. I'm good. I'll talk to the guys. You're good. You're good. You can ask as many questions you want. I'm fine with questions. If I can help you, I have no problem answering questions. That's what this show is about. So ask as many questions as you want. I will correct you on some of those questions, but I'll answer them. I have no problem. I have no problem correcting because you're trying so hard to put a round peg in a square hole to understand you. But what I'm saying is what I need you to begin to realize is that instead of trying to force the round peg in the square hole, start to believe that you have the mental tools to shape the round peg into a square so it easily slides in versus you trying to force it in, young man. That's what I'm saying. That's how it is. No, Prime is good. You're good, man. Ask one of your questions. But that's what we're trying to get y'all to see in this. And that's what the difference is. We're never trying. Yeah, SK is right, Skull. SK does the point. You should, if you have questions, just call into the show. We don't bite your head off. There's the number right there if you want to call in. SK is right. There you go. SK, yeah. See that? You know, the guys in this thing, they're helpful and shit like that, man. No, you can, no, brother, just ask your fucking questions. No, you're not going to be kicked out. I told you, you're good, man. Ask your questions. You call in or I just put a cue. If you put a cue in there, I will answer your question, okay? You put a cue in there. I don't care what you ask. I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. Just put a cue in there. But this is what I'm just trying to show you, Skull. Every thought that you have is trying to force into something that you don't understand. And on top of that, you're taking information from motherfuckers that, I mean, just look at them, man. It's crazy to me how they don't teach you about Halloween game. They don't teach you about Easter game coming up. They don't teach you how to put your bed in. They don't teach you how to fix your crib up. They don't teach you about lighting, rehearsing. They don't teach you about the wine above your bed. It is a, what do they fucking really teach you to hate women? That's all. That's just how it is. It's just, it's sad, but you know, it is what it is, gentlemen. It is what it is. But like I said before, what we have to start doing is we've got to stop you from being so hungry and thirsty, meaning sometimes your eyes are bigger than your fucking stomach, okay? And see, you've got to be able to begin to change the choices that you make. And the choices that you change have got to be gratifying to you and only you. And see, most of you guys out there, instead of looking for things that are easy, like learning yourself, you want to do everything difficult because in your mind, you're thinking that if it's really hard, it actually means something is going to work. No, the most difficult thing to do is learn yourself. It's like that show Castaway with what's your boy? What's the old boy Castaway? Tom Hanks. I think it's Tom Hanks. Yeah, the hardest thing to do is get past that first current, and that current is the thing that's holding you back. No, it's audio and video, Richie. Audio and video. You mentioned many times that a guy needs a 100-piece puzzle. What exactly the puzzle going to learn about yourself and communicating? Well, you got to do it in order to understand it. What it teaches you, patience. It teaches you time. It teaches you how to communicate to yourself. It teaches you how to trust yourself. If you listen to the last show the other night we did with the other guy that does the puzzles, it's going to trigger things in you, but you've got to trigger it for yourself. I don't want to tell you what you're going to see. You just got to, listen, you either want to trust it and do it or don't. But I say if you want to be a student over here to do it, don't ask questions, just do it. Don't ask questions, just do it, okay? I knew it's Hanks. Thank you, Beacon. Bro, yeah, it's just Hanks. So that's all I'm saying to you. Yeah, so the thing is, and the biggest problem is that I'm telling you something that's going to help you out, but your mind cannot really see an end game. And what your problem is, you're always looking at end results. You're always looking at what is this going to do for me versus doing it and let the process show you. That's how game works. It's the process. It's not rushing. It's not trying to force. It's not trying to get her to your house. It's really learning you and learning that you're more than what you actually think you are. To a point where each and every one of you, when you learn it, you then begin to break the perception. You break it. What you see, you shatter. What you see right now shatters. It goes away. And once it goes away, you begin to see shit that you can't even realize and recognize. It's such a beautiful thing. But then that shatters. And it's a constant shattering of how you see the world because the world is not operating or bending. See, here's one of the biggest problems for a lot of guys out there. Addict, send me your name, send me your number, go to the Man Mindset, and I'll be happy to let you know. We got to talk and get you a pathway. But the biggest problem, no, he's good. Everybody, Skull is fine. Leave Skull alone. All my guys, leave Skull alone. He's just asking questions, okay? He's asking more. Hey, I'm going to give that motherfucker more credit than the guys listening to the show. He's asking a million questions. And guys who have been here for weeks and months ain't asking shit. So a Skull, ask the fuck away. I appreciate you, Skull, because you're at least showing me that you want to learn versus these guys that just watch and bird watch. So Skull is fine. Leave Skull alone. He's fine. Skull is fine. Leave him alone. He's good. But what I'm saying is for a lot of guys out there, y'all are so busy because y'all want to reach the end and you haven't even started the beginning yet. And you can't reach an end without a beginning because your perception will never let you go. He will let you go close to the end. Oh, but once you get to that edge, he's going to bring your ass right the fuck back, okay? All right? Richie says, is your square about letting her know who you are as a man? No, 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 no. Richie, check out. You don't let her know what you are as a man. I'm sorry. It's time. Wait, guys. I'm sorry. I'm 25 minutes late. I'm sorry, guys. Wait a second. Wait, guys. Hold on. God damn it, Freelance. Why don't you get my ass over this shit, Freelance? God damn it. Gentlemen, if you get it, let's take a moment, guys. Let's go deep, deep, deep inside the temple of your mind right now, guys. I'm sorry. Use that dude at the top of the first hour. I apologize. But now we are here, gentlemen, to talk and discuss your creed. And if you can just say this to yourself every day, over and over again, you will understand it, and let's hit it. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me tomorrow. All right, guys, we're back. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting about telling y'all about that. But, yeah, so getting back to even with the motto I was saying right there, Richie, it's not my job to show you what the fuck. I don't have to prove myself to any fucking woman. It's not my job. You got to work to get my fucking attention. You got to be worth my goddamn time. You got to get my fucking respect before you even get my dick. So I don't have to prove shit. I just show the fuck up. I don't have to prove anything to a human dwelling woman. I definitely don't do that shit. Let me see. Another question. How can I get it? Well, see, you can't right now. Okay. You can't. You can't do that right now because you haven't even built the drug lab in your mind yet. Okay. You have not created the drug lab in your mind yet to even do a drug. I mean, Freelance Ronan, my dog, Freelance Werner, German, my students, my dogs, they have drug labs all over in their mind. Have drug labs. Yeah, hey, also, hey, you want a Skull, looking with Freelance, hey, Skull, copy that, paste that. You better get your pen, you better start writing poetry. And I know, oh, wait a second, Steve, what do you mean poetry? Wait, Steve, poetry? First you're telling me puzzles, now you're telling me poetry. I'm just trying to show you, if you want to show the fuck out, you better just follow the thing. But how you want to start again, Skull? Like I say, like I told all the guys that want to start, just send me an email at themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me your name, and when you rate out, we'll set you a pathway, brother. That's what we do. That's what we do. We got you covered. But we welcome all you guys with open arms, and we're not here to force you to be here. If you don't want to be here, please. This is not – if you're looking for a cult, please leave. I am not here. As I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you, you, by yourself. I'm not talking to the collective. I'm talking to you as we are talking one-on-one, one-on-one. So let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are still open. 30 minutes left in the lines open, okay? Okay, what is a drug lab? Okay, a drug lab is – it's in your mind. Okay, remember, everything is in your mind, okay? And that's not the drug lab. I'm sorry, that's the foot thing. I'm sorry, guys. The drug lab, okay, which connects to your culinary school, your drug lab, okay, that means the drug of you, which means is when you're talking to a woman, whether you're texting her, voicemail or video, you're turning her on by the way you talk to her. And how much of what you're doing, it depends on how powerful of the drug you want to lace her with. Most women are dealing with buzzes like they vape pen with guys, but we're talking about the cocaine of you, the methamphetamine, the heroin of you, the crack, the fentanyl of you. The reason why I say the drug of you is because at the end of the day, I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be interested in me. She's going to fall in love with me, but I want her to be a habit and an addiction. I want her to be addicted to my motherfucking ass to a point where she doesn't even know what right from wrong is or up from down is, because she's been with me so much that she has to stay with me. She has to be near me. But in order to understand that, you got to understand what you bring to the table. I'm sorry, let me take that off. You have to understand what you bring to the table and stuff. And a lot of you guys don't understand that. You got to understand, you have got to show her why she should be with you, okay? All right? You see what I'm saying? See, it's just getting women to throw themselves at you, and to a point where they open themselves up and they begin to talk to you in ways that you never even imagined, where they want to be with you. They want to feel you, touch you, taste you. I mean, but see, that's your drug that you cultivate. You got, remember, this is a cultivating thing. You've got to cultivate that. SK, what's up, SK? Let's see what he says. Uncle Steve, what is the difference between standing on your square and defending it? Yeah, okay. Standing on your square is when I say that, I'll give you an example. Standing on my square, I'm never taking a woman out to dinner to eat. All right, that's I'm standing on my square. But now remember, SK, this is very important now, because when I make that statement, I've got to know why defend, stand, and express. Remember that? So I'm answering the question. So when I'm saying I'm not going to take her out to eat, that's my square. That's what I'm standing on. I know my why. I ain't spend no money on a motherfucker like that. Fuck. I my places to answer the why is leg spread, your ass cheeks, take it to the corner of her face in the pillow, or ass in the air, or take it to, the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. That's all she's gonna get, right? So I'm standing on that, right? Now, to defend it is when she says, I want to go out to eat. I don't want to feed the ducks at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. And by defending it, it's telling her, you're either gonna go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks with me, or I'm gonna find somebody else to go with me. I am not going to feed you. And if you think I'm going to feed you, then you have the wrong guy. That's how you defend. See, standing on your square is your law that in which you abide by. That's your compass. But defending it is when someone challenges what you have or what your law is. So if they challenge you, you've got to defend it, meaning I'm going to defend it even if that means I lose the woman. Even if it means, I mean, this woman's fine as fuck, but I can't take her to dinner. And I know if I tell her I can't take her to dinner, there's a chance I'm going to lose her. I'm willing to take that chance because I'm going to stand and defend my thought process, which I create my law, brother. So very good question, sir. Tyler. All right. I got you, Tyler. We'll check a message in 1 second. I got you, Tyler. Let me get another few more of these questions, Tyler. I got you covered. We don't talk about that. I don't talk about that shit. Come on, Skull. Stop that. I don't know what it is, but every time I hear you, instantly. Hey, wait, wait a second. Buck, is this a woman? Buckeye, you better be a woman. Buckeye, you better. Buckeye. Wait a second. Buckeye, put T. Buckeye, put T. All right, guys, hold on. It's okay. Buckeye just fucked it up. Buckeye, if you have a text message, put a T on there. A T, because that's a text message, all right?
Shit, man.
Oh, I was about to get rid of Buckeye. I was like, Buckeye, we ain't knowing that shit. She says, I don't know what it is. Every time it gets wet, your voice makes my body do things. Text a woman. No. The example is the carryover. the carryover. So, Buckeye, what I would say to her, and I'm going to show you how my mind is working. I'm just taking what she's saying. So now I want to carry it over. I want to carry it over. So now I got an option. I can do it through the shower or I can do it when she's masturbating. But if my voice makes you wet, do you want to play a game? But Buckeye, mark this at 139, Buckeye. Just say this to her. Do you want to play a game? If you really want to hear my voice makes you wet. This is what I want you to do. The next time you take a shower, what I want you to do, the first thing I instruct you to do is go ahead and turn off the lights. Why? Because if I was there right now, there's nothing like touching your body and taking your clothes off with the lights going off. And then what I want you to do is listen to my voice and go ahead and take your phone and play your favorite song. Why? Because it's nothing like you sucking my dick to the rhythm of your favorite song. And if you think that's going to make you even more wet, what I want you to do next is I want you to go in the shower, all right? What I want you to do is go in the shower. And then what I want you to do is I want you to take your loofah and make that my tongue and my lips. And I want you to guide my lips, my tongue through your body. Now, for my sex membership guys, we're going to definitely take that to another level. Kind of example, because a small pinch of it, because there's another level I didn't talk about. And that's the guiding part. But we're going to do that more in a sex membership. But right there, you that Buckeye, don't take a statement and just be happy about the statement. Because women are going to tell you they miss you, they love you, they care, they want to be with you and all that other stuff. Don't take the statement and just and take the victory. Ride that wave. So if you like hearing my voice, what I want you to do, and here's another one, okay? Buckeye, you go that way, I'm going to give you another way. I'm going to show you how cold the game is. Buckeye, you can tell them this. Listen, what I want you to do tonight around 11:30 after you take a shower and you got your panties on and a T-shirt and you're ready to play with your pussy, what I want you to do is all I want you to do is take your earphones, connect it to your phone while you're masturbating and playing with your pussy and just listen to my voice while you rub that sweet, juicy pussy. This is where the dirty talk comes in. You guide her on how you want her to touch your body. So, Buckeye, you have so many things. Don't just ride the fact that she's saying that she's wet. You got to push the pendulum because most guys are going to be like, I got her wet. Wow. I can't believe it. She's wet. Wow. So cool, man. All that bullshit. No. What I want you to do is I want you to ride that. Always remember, whenever they say something to them, to you, you take that and ride with it and push them towards them submitting the pussy to you, okay? Let's get to the next one real quick. Let's see here. You think guys should take women to dinner once she becomes boyfriend? Well, yeah, because she's spending money on you. Yeah, if the woman is... fixing your dinners, washing your dishes, fixing your bed, picking up your trash, cleaning up the house, cooking for you. I have no problem when she becomes your woman because she is then a representation of you. See, the thing is, I always tell my clients is that I want you to flip your money. They're going to do more for you. Now, you spending a $20 or $30 dinner is nothing compared to the work that they're going to put in by cooking, cleaning, vacuuming, doing laundry, washing dishes, and all that other shit. They're going to bring more to the table, but only when she's on your roster, depending on where she's at on your roster, is if you take her out or not. All right, let's keep going. Hey, 451, you hear some shit, huh? Let's see. You can give it. Yeah, that's true, Jeff. That's true, Jeff. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, Jeff. I got you, Tyler. We're about to read your stuff in 1 second. Is standing on your square a standard? Yeah, everything is everything, brother. Everything you do, you got. Hey, this is your boy right here. Everything you do, gentlemen, you must scribe it. That is the first thing. Write that shit down. I do it mentally, but I want you guys to write it down. Everything you do, guys. Everything you do. Hey, guys, we're about to get to Tyler now because Tyler's always kicking ass, one of my great students. What are we going to do, Tyler? Tyler, this is being brought to you by Excuse Fairy Crunch. Guys, if you want to bitch, complain, and be a victim of the red pill and all that bullshit, please, gentlemen, get your bowl of Excuse Fairy Crunch that comes in bitch flavor, cupcake size, and all that other stuff. So make sure y'all get that shit, Excuse Fairy Crunch. All right, let's go ahead and kick off Tyler. Let me see here. Hold on, Tyler. Let me pull you up, big dog. Let me see here. All right, Tyler. All right, Tyler. All right, from the world of Tyler. Let me turn up the thing. Hold on, Tyler. Let's see what you got here.
Hi, Tyler. It's me. And I'm calling you right now to tell you how much I want to fucking suck your dick. And as I get it all wet, and you're hard, that I put it in me. And the fact that I can't do it right now is making me super frustrated. Because you're the only one I want right now. Yeah, I want you. I want you in me. I want to be able to fuck you right now. I want us to be able to just enjoy each other, feel each other, love each other. So we're going to have to wait a little bit longer with us naked with each other. I'm on top of you. I'm on bottom of you. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, Tyler. For this one, I know you got other stuff, Tyler. What I would do for this one, Tyler. I would start it off. What I would do is I would have her take one of her toys that she masturbates with. This is one I would want to tease. Because you just don't want to give them exactly what they want when they want it like this, because she's already submitted the pussy to you. She's already missing the dick and all that stuff. This is the drug, which is great. But Tyler, what I would do right here, something cool, is that I wouldn't go land. I wouldn't go sea. I wouldn't go space. Not air, but I'll go space. So what I would do is say, you know what? What I want you to do is I want you to go live on the phone with me, okay? But what I want you to do when you take a shower, and it's another shower move, okay, Tyler? I want you to get your favorite dildo. And all I want to do is I want to watch me fuck you the way you want me to fuck you if I was there with that dildo. I just want to watch you. Now, Tyler, peep game. This is going to throw her off because she's never had a guy get this deep and in depth with her to push her. Remember, Tyler, we always want to push her past her fringe. She thinks by telling you how horny she is, which is a good thing, is enough. But, Tyler, you know how we do. We got to keep pushing the envelope. So what's going to throw her off is she's never masturbating the shower. Now, listen, you want her to masturbate and fuck herself like you. And that means I'm talking about show me the positions. I want to watch you bend over and I want to watch you fuck yourself like you want me. The way you want me to fuck you, take your dildo, bring it in the shower. And I want to watch you. All you're going to do, Tyler, remember how cold we are, Tyler. All we're going to do is just set up. Hey, just take my phone. Take the phone and set it up in the corner where I can watch you. And all I do is I want to watch you fuck yourself the way you want me to fuck you. Okay, Tyler? So that's what I would do with that one. All right, Tyler, so let's get to the next one right here. Let's get to the next one right here, sir. You blocked everything up. Okay. So here you go. Here's another. Okay, so she's saying, when can I see you Saturday possible? You want me to come to you? All right, now if you notice, guys, look how desperate. Who is asking? Richie, this is drug. This is how the drug works. The drug works is when they want to see you, because all these other red tube motherfuckers act like women really don't want men. But as you can see, she's saying, when can I come see you? Possibly Saturday, let me know. Then guess what? He didn't say anything to her. So look at her. The next day, hi, beautiful. And then guess what? Look, she's triple texting this motherfucker. Have a fun evening. I'm going to take a bubble bath. See that? Yeah. Hey, wait a second. Wait. Where's the – hey, Tyler, send me the phone. Let me see what you're working with. But listen to that. See that? Look at the training right there. Tyler just saying, but guess what? She wants him to see her in the bubble bath, okay? Then he said, I want to come. She said, in my mouth, between my legs, while yelling your name. Yes, while looking you up at me. See, now, Tyler, this is good. I love you holding me tight as you let it come all in. As you let it all come into me. So, Tyler, again, we can do the same thing with this one right here. Tyler, listen, you're holding the high ground. But now we remember, Tyler, we want to push the pendulum of her mindset as far as sex goes, because most guys just ride on this one thing. But remember, Tyler, we want her to go beyond the fringe and do things to herself that she's not used to doing, Tyler. So that's why I say do that, Tyler. All right, let me get to the next question. Let's see here. Let me go here. Get to the questions. Let's see here. Trying to catch you on the questions. Yeah, definitely Tyler on the bath thing. I would definitely do that, okay? Okay. Man on purpose, I think you're in the wrong room, sir. I have to strongly disagree with this fucking bullshit that you're saying, so please, sir, please do not taint these great men with feminine bullshit, okay, sir? This is a total lie. This is false. So, gentlemen, don't listen to that shit. So, male on a purpose, please don't put any poison in there. If you have a question, please ask it. But if it's your fact. It's not the fact. So either I ask you kindly to keep your facts to your fucking self because we don't give a fuck, or call into the show and explain that bullshit, because this is sad when motherfuckers say this shit, guys. Please, guys, this is a skull, my dog, skull. See that shit, right? Skull, you can see what I'm talking about right there. He has been systematically controlled by some other entity by telling him this shit. His name was never Man with a Purpose. He don't even know what fucking purpose is, but look what he's saying, Skull. I want to show you, Skull. Yeah, no, wait. I want to show you what he's saying. Listen. Listen. Women wants a man who's on his purpose. See that right there, Skull? He's already lost because his first statement is about a fucking woman. And Skull, when you learn from us, you'll realize women have nothing to do with the game, okay? Purpose is just a catchphrase, kayfabe word that somebody came up with to describe being responsible, sir. So just remember that, Skull. This is a prime example where you came from. And see, guys like this want to go over to men's spaces. And men check this stupid-ass shit. That's why I'm checking this bullshit. But men check this gay-ass shit. So what I'm saying to you, Skull, this is where they get y'all motherfuckers. Because y'all want pussy so bad, y'all will follow motherfuckers that say stupid shit like this. So y'all just got to be careful, okay, Skull? This is a case in point of somebody that has been indoctrinated by somebody telling him to be on that goofy-ass kayfabe word called purpose, okay? That's not true, sir. They do not want a man who's on his purpose, because guess what? There are so many men that have nice jobs that are bitches to women. There are so many guys out there. Have y'all seen the 90-day show where they go out of the state and these foreign bitches are running them up and down? Just be careful, okay? Just be careful, Skull, what I'm showing, okay? Just be careful. Don't let these guys come in with that shit. But male on a purpose, I appreciate you saying that, but, man, yeah, you gotta miss us with that bullshit. 279, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
What's going on, Steve, man? I've been following for a minute, and I did the puzzles. And yes. Just calling is a step of defeating the narrator that's been in my head. Like, when I did the puzzle, it's like I really heard it.
Wait, hold on. Can I finish clapping? Good job. Good job. I get excited when you follow through. No, go ahead, brother. So what's going on, brother? What's going on?
It just like, how do I think like me? This is me like talking, but the narrator was the one that didn't even want me to call. And it's like,
right.
It's like a split. So it's basically I'm like two different people and I'm kind of confused. I don't know. Does it take time or is it one of the scenarios like time?
Wait, hold on, young man. Let me tell you the split. The split is the real you versus that voice. That's the split.
That's what I'm talking about. That voice. And it feels so real. Like it feels like it's like in my body. And I'm like, now I'm aware.
No. Listen, young man. Listen. Peep game. What I'm saying to you is the beautiful thing about the game that we show you. The beautiful thing is that I'm saying to you is that you are always in theater number one, okay? That's where he is, where he's saying, you know, poor me, make excuses, be a high-value man, be on your purpose, all that no-fap and all that goofy-ass feminine shit they be teaching these surface dwellers, right? But what you're doing is starting to realize that you have the power to buy the tickets. You have the power to pick the theater. You have a power to pick where you sit in the show times, right? But you're doing it. So the separation is coming from the lack of control he's having on you. Thus, his voice is going to get louder. You'll know when you're doing it right because he's going to get louder. He's going to start trying to twin you, he's going to do everything he can to bring you back because he's going to scare you not only with the present, but he's going to say, oh, you keep doing this, you're going to be alone and by yourself, and you don't want to be alone. Who wants to be alone? Who wants to be by himself? You need to come back. Come back where it's safe. Come back to being on your purpose. Come back to being a high-value man. Come back to being to worshiping me. Versus me worshiping you. See what I'm saying? So that's where you're going at right now. That's what you're feeling right now.
Okay.
That's what you're feeling right
now. Take your time. And I had another question. I did it once. I had like a kind of like a 300-piece puzzle. So should I just keep doing that?
Don't do more than what you just do a 100. Just do 100.
Okay.
But I want you to take your time. Just take your time, okay? All right, wait a second. Hold on. Man on purpose. Hold on, excuse me. I'm going to say this one last time because I'm being nice to you. If you don't shut your fucking ass up, I'm going to give you a chance to either leave right now or I'm going to kick your bitch ass out. Shut your goddamn ass up and stay on focus or take your fucking bitch ass across the street. I'm here to teach. We're here to learn. You ain't no shit. So either shut your fucking ass up or listen. It's the last time I'm going to tell you. And try me. Try me. I love kicking you bitches out. Try me. Now, I'm sorry. I apologize. But anyway, Carl, I'm sorry. But what I'm saying to you, brother, is this. The beautiful thing is that I just want you to keep doing it. Or just get a new puzzle. Just take your time. Because what's important to me is the communication with yourself. That's what's so important to me. See, that's the one thing that those fucking red pill motherfuckers don't want you to do. It's what your mind doesn't want you to do. Nobody wants you to communicate with yourself because if you communicate with yourself, how can anybody change your thoughts when it's your thoughts that you have? When you're communicating your thoughts to yourself. You're not trying to be somebody else. That's why your mind is going to try everything you can, okay? Everything you can, okay? All right? And that's what I want to make sure you understand that, okay?
I appreciate you, man.
No, it's not about you. Listen, it's not about you appreciating me. I appreciate you because, listen, this is why I try to stop y'all. See, when you begin to appreciate me, I don't want you – listen, I appreciate you appreciate me, but I don't want you to fall into that cult thinking. I want you to learn how to appreciate yourself. You see what I'm saying? I don't want you to appreciate me. I want you to begin to appreciate yourself. But the appreciation I see is when you're following through. And I appreciate that the fact I'm telling you, I appreciate you trusting me enough to follow through. And the more you keep doing it, the more things you're going to learn about yourself. That's what we want you to keep doing. Because once you start to believe in yourself, you'll start creating for yourself. You'll start writing your own laws, rules, and codes for yourself. And then it is at that point, right, that you stop. See, right, you'll break free of looking at the last result. You'll be free from that shit. You'll be free. And not only be free from that, you'll realize when you get rejected, you win. And this is why I won't even fuck with you, because you win when you get rejected. You fucking win. And why do you win? Because you're not the end result of what she said.
Because I already said so. Like, it started from the beginning. I'm a winner before I even came in. And then,
But not only that, you win because you set out to do the thing you want to do. Let's put your bid in. It doesn't matter what she says, because she's allowed to say whatever she wants to say. But what you do is the voice will get louder first, and slowly it will go the fuck away. And you are, and I'm always tell you, you'll be the last to realize it. Everybody's going to start to say, hey, big dog, was it something different about you? Did you get your hair cut? You working out? You're something, you know, it's just something about you I just can't put my finger on. And that's when you know you made a turn, brother. Okay? Okay?
Shit.
Yeah, that's how, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful, man. No, but keep going over. But don't do 300. I don't want you, if you want to do 300, that's fine. But I don't want you to, I just want you to take small steps. You know, just take your time. Build it. Walk away from it. Even for a day, just you walk by the puzzle.
Oh yeah, and, you know, like I got it as a gift, and I remember like here, I'm like, it's the time I'm gonna do it. And I just, it took like a couple weeks. Like I would just go layer by layer, and that's when I really got to click and hear my voice. Like, oh snap! Like there's a space or something. Like, and that's
it's so important to communicate with yourself. That's the It's the one thing you don't do. You're too busy communicating yourself like somebody else. See, he was self-sabotaging you by having you. Were you, and it's no knock. Were you from like that red pill community bullshit at one point?
Maybe 2 years ago or a couple years, and I stopped like that. A couple years, and then, like, last year, like, around, like, April, I started tuning to y'all, the Real Game, No Theory, and all that, and I kept tired of, like, sitting, I need a call, and then, like, that voice, you know what I'm saying? So
don't do it. No. Mm-hmm. See, that's why what I want you to start doing, this is the exercise I want you to start doing, okay? Another exercise on top of the puzzle. All I want you to do is go in front of your light switch. And all I want you to do is just talk to yourself and just practice. I'm going to turn the light switch off and turn it off. I'm going to turn the light switch on and turn it on. And what you'll start doing is what you recognize, and what you'll start training your mind to do is what you say you're going to do. See, right now it's hard to make that transition to saying, I'm going to turn off the light switch and turn it on. Now, of course, you do it every day. See, please understand this. You do it every day subconsciously. This is where I want you to be at. Like when you say, I'm going to get the remote control because I want to watch TV, you look for the remote control. When you want to go outside, you just open the door. You just do it subconsciously. But that took a repetition somewhere in your life where you started to believe in it. And you started to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Okay. So, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I'm going to work on that. All right. Well, thank you, man.
Okay. All right, man. Well, hey, great call, man. I appreciate that, man. Okay. I appreciate that. We'll throw you back. Great call, man. Great call, brother. Right. Congratulations. I'm proud of you. Great call, brother. Great call. All right, gentlemen. There's like 18 seconds left. We'll do a few more minutes and stuff. But we'll go for a few more questions and stuff. And We'll round this to third, but third to fourth, a third to home plate. But at the end of the day, gentlemen, what we are here to get you young men to start seeing is not the excuses, not the poor me, not the quick fixes. And we want to stop putting women in our sentences. We've got to stop putting women in our sentences and begin the process of putting ourselves in the sentence first. All this shit about women, it don't worry about them. They are not as special, as important as you are to yourself. That's what's so important. We got to make sure that we get you guys to focus on the me and the I's and the my's. Because as long as you worship women, and let me show you if you worship women, if all you do is talk about women, all you do is hate women, everything has to be about a fucking woman, then your worship is way too much about women. So when you talk to a woman, you're going to come off creepy, thirsty, and weird to a woman, because women can recognize a man that worships her because she's seen so many of those individuals. She knows what worship is. So we don't want you to worship women. We are trying to get you to worship yourself. A man that worships himself is someone that's going to draw women in faster, because you're not a cookie cutter. You're not like everybody out there, okay? All right, so I want to say man with a purpose. Now, before I let him out, y'all know how I do this. Man with a purpose, you're absolutely right. The game to you is about women. So I totally agree with you, sir. So, sir, I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, and I hope you find someone that can coach you on understanding the game is about women. But this is the wrong place. I wish you the best of luck, and take care, sir. That's it. I'm not being mean or nothing. I just let them know. It's just I want to let them know why I'm letting them go. And like he said, gentlemen, remember, guys, hey, listen. The worst part about it, man, is when guys come in and they actually talk about women like they're special. Guys, the game will never be about women, because women don't hold any kind of special in a man's world. Because remember, gentlemen, as I said to all you guys that listen to me, women are not sexy. Women are not beautiful. Are not desirable. You are special. You are beautiful. You are sexy. And they must prove their worth to you to get said title of sexy, beautiful, and gorgeous. You just don't handle, oh, shit. God damn it, Tyler. I'm trying to wrap this shit up. Oh, let me see what Tyler's got. Hold on, Tyler. Tyler, hold on. Let's see here. All right, so I'll keep going. All right, here we go. Let's see here. Blow dry my hair next to fingers. I won't hear it knock. Just come on in. Our time together is forever. God damn, man. She's look at the time. Look at the time stamps right there, guys. Look at it. Look how many guys. I mean, not only but quadruple texting. Look at that. Look at that. Double back to back. And then she went at 7:59 a.m. Then she went to 11:24. If Tyler finally answered her ass. All right. And then she was like, okay, talking about the Caesar salad. Tyler hit it with a voice message. And let's see here. After the voice message, y'all can see. Trying to zoom this in. Fuck. Come on, man. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. I'm taking a bath with the bath crystals you gave me. Really appreciate you. Here, I forgot to tell you, with bath salts, come personalize the phone support last night. Okay. Are you the personalized phone support? I'm glad I got some sleep. So I can food and hike with my friend Heather. Blast today's celebration. Home now. How's your Saturday going? All right, so that, Tyler, what do you want me to say with this, Tyler? What's the question, Tyler? Real quick, what's the question? What's the question, man? What's the question? Yeah, Afro. That's the thing that I'm trying to show these young men, that when you begin to worship yourself, you begin to trust yourself. You begin to want to learn about yourself. It's guys, it's so much that you guys have. It's so much that you can do. And hey, 8451, but let me get deeper. It's not just the outside world. Man, or you as a man, must create the same world in your mind and live by your standard. Women don't want the same thing. Women want to make sure that when they meet a man, they want somebody to show them new things, new worlds, new feelings. All those things come into play, gentlemen. Let me, the lines are down. All those things come into play, gentlemen, with game. And that's what's important. That's what we're trying to, that's what we want you guys to see in all of this, what happens. Because, listen, and this is why it's so important. I don't want any of you young men out here, none of you. I don't want you regurgitating shit. I don't. Now, and again, the reason I tell you about the bid, okay, to regurgitate that, because that has nothing to do with the game. That's just you putting your bid in. That's not the game. The game doesn't start till once she calls you. But what I do for a lot of you guys to help you along through that transition is something simple by telling the story how you met, let her say whatever she wants to say, then setting up the date, then going from that point. But what's important to me is that I want you guys to do the one thing that is very hard to do, and that's really believe in yourself. See, you believe in yourself, but you don't believe in yourself when it comes to a fucking woman, and that's the problem. You actually believe that she is better than you. You actually believe that she is sexy, that she is gorgeous, that she is desirable, and yet, unfortunately, what's gorgeous, sexy, and desirable is the makeup that she wears, the push-up bra and the tight clothes, or the weave that she wears. That's the only thing that makes her desirable. Hey, Freelance, speaking of that, I'll probably kick another one off, man. You're going to Lake, spread your ass cheeks. Tyler, you say you're going to, I got this. We're going to Lake, spread your ass cheeks tomorrow. She's preparing food as we speak. Any yak while she's making the food? Yeah. You know what? Hey, Tyler, what I would do, because I'm about to end it soon, say, hey, I'm going to video you. I'm a video call you. Remember, Tyler, you're not going to go land, sea, air, space. Now, matter of fact, I want you to do a sea and a space move. The C move is letting her know on voicemail. You let her know, look, sexy, I'm going to call you in a few minutes. I know you're making our stuff for our picnic or wherever the fuck you're taking her to, right? But what I want is I want to watch you because I figure she's going to have some strawberry. Any fruit, Tyler, if there's any fruit involved in this, I just say, I'm going to go, I'll just set me up. Let me watch. Now, if she's by herself, this is what I want you to do. I want you to make and prepare the meal naked. I want to go live on the air. I want to set you in the kitchen. I want to watch you undress and take all your clothes off. And I want you to prepare our meal naked. Let me watch you prepare our meal naked. Okay, Tyler? That's if she can do it, if she's by herself, okay? But if not, I want to watch her suck on some fruit or some shit like that. Okay, Tyler? Let me see. Fly Boys, is it better to have the woman wait on your phone calls or have her calling? No. Okay, this is the problem. This is not good because you're playing games, man. Don't play games with women. Don't play like waiting to call her or having to call you. The thing about a man is he does this. If I have something to say to a woman, I'm going to call her. If I ain't got nothing to say, I ain't going to call her. That's it. If I have something to say, I'm going to call her. That's it. You want to know why? Because the thing that most guys don't understand, oh, Tyler, give me some more stuff. The things a lot of guys don't understand is that they're always, let me just show you that and see. Damn, Tyler King. Shit. If I open this bitch up like that, here we go. Oh yeah, she's doing the food prep. Just tell her to take her clothes off. Let me watch you prep our food naked. But what I'm saying to you, brother, is this is a thing that y'all are doing. Women play these kind of games, okay? Men don't play these games. If I got something to say, I'm going to say it, and that's it. And if I ain't got nothing to say, I'm moving the fuck on. If she's got something to say, she'll say it. If not, who gives a fuck? I'm moving the fuck on. Don't play that. That's women games, okay? Don't do that. Men don't play games. If you got something to say, you just say it. But if you don't say it, okay? We don't wait. I don't know why you think wait. Don't wait on shit. Live your life. And if she calls you, she calls you. If she doesn't, she doesn't, big dog. But live your life, okay? Live your life, all right? But yeah, hey, Tyler, like I say, man, what I would do, yeah, if she's by herself, I make her prep that fucking food naked. Kind of like they do in those drug movies where they take their clothes off and they... Guys, I watch a lot of drug movies. But, yeah, they always take their clothes off and they necking and shit while they're putting the shit together. So, I'm going to go shout out to motherfucking Coach Justin out there. When you're no longer needed, you don't have to play games like that. Yeah, And Coach Justin, absolutely right, my brother. Don't do that, big dog. Don't do that. Yeah. There you go. Overstood, baby. Yeah, now you get it. Yes, no doubt, big guy. Listen. Just make sure when you say something, you make it impactful, okay? Always remember that. Now, listen, if you say something using voice message. Say something with make it have impact where once you say it, she's going to be pressing play over and over and over and over again, just listening. Because they're not used to that. So just think of it that way. But, hey, Fly, very great question. Very, very, very good question. Very great question, okay? So, yeah, but, gentlemen, like I said, we'll wrap this up. Guys, at the end of the day, we want to make sure, man, that for you guys out there, we're just trying to make a shift. And unfortunately right now, your perception is why you're having the problem of making changes. Because your perception is from the surface. It's not your core. The only way you're going to change the world to your specifications is to begin to trust yourself that you are capable of doing these things. And when I say capable, I don't mean just because you do it, she's going to like you or be interested in you. Don't do it for likes. Don't do it for her to be interested in you. Don't do it to her want to have sex with you. Do it for your fucking self. That's what gets them. Never do anything for a woman. Do it for yourself. Last question up there. Can you set a standard for a woman when a woman asks a personal question? Well, okay. A woman can never ask what I do for a living. A woman can never ask what I can do for a living. It's none of her business. I don't talk about my money, nor should you. So a standard would be if a woman asks what I do for a living, what I do for a living is finding ways to make you smile, laugh, blush, think, and react to what I'm saying to realize that I'm the kind of guy that you want to get to know in a more intimate way. That's what I do for a living. Never tell her about money because I would tell her why. See, asking that personal question is like me asking you how many guys you slept with. And I'm not going to ask you that question. Matter of fact, I'm not going to ask you any questions, but I just don't like to divulge that personal information. I don't need to discuss because what I do for a living has nothing to do with if you and I are compatible. So that would be a standard I would defend, and I would never do that. But if they asking, if anybody's asking, for a personal question, you're allowed to let them know, I just don't want to answer that question. It's just too personal. You're allowed to say that. You're absolutely allowed to say that. Okay. Jeff, I don't know what you're saying. If you're from the upper class, yeah, that's a matter of choice, but let me explain something she cannot show you off her friends. Jeff, I don't know what you're saying right there. Jeff, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you saying? Wait a second. Let me see here. It's not the word I'm looking for, but I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. No. What, Jeff. No, Jeff. Let me help you. Jeff, if there's anything I want you to learn today, Jeff, if whatever you've learned from these 2.5 hours, I want you to learn this, Jeff. Okay, listen. You are not your job. Your job is what you do. It's not who you are. Okay. So, you're a god. You're a king. You're not a dirt bag. So I want you to change that. Don't talk bad about yourself. I don't give a fuck if you work at Walmart or you push carts or you're a security guard. That doesn't make you a dirt bag. It's just what you do. It's not who you are. But we don't talk that way, okay? That's all I'm saying. I appreciate what you're saying, but I don't want you to talk that way here because I don't think of you like that. And I don't expect you to think of yourself like that. You're not a dirt bag. Because if you're, what are you saying to yourself? What are you saying about yourself? Okay. I don't want you to feel that you're a dirt bag. You're not a dirt bag. You're a fucking man. And what you do for a living doesn't make you who you are, but I don't care if you're a red collar, blue collar, white collar. I don't care what collar you are. You don't worry about what you do for a living. You just stand on the man that's doing it, all right? Freelance got me. Goddamn freelance. I freelance. I tried to get over his show without you doing that, motherfucker. Freelance, man. Come on, man. You got me, dog. I tried to get rid of the show before I could get you to say that. Anyway, what I'm saying to you, Joe, is at the end of the day, listen to me. I don't deal with dirtbags. I only deal with men. So don't knock yourself. You're not a dirtbag. You build worlds, places in your mind. You're a god to yourself. You worship yourself. No king is going to call himself a dirtbag. No emperor is going to call himself a dirtbag. And remember, what you do isn't who you are, so don't talk that way, all right? Don't talk that way. Don't knock yourself like that, because that's women don't, it's okay for women to talk that way, but not men, okay? So just try not to talk that way, okay? Try not to talk that way. But anyway, last round of questions. Any last round of questions anyone got? I'll be happy to answer real quick before we wrap this up. Last round of questions. Let us know. We got you. Here's last round of questions. Let me shut that down. Last round.